Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Limit Breakdown, where we break down the latest in TV, movies, and everything going on in entertainment. I'm your host, Migs.
I'm Sid.
And we're coming back to you with another edition of our weekly roundup. We're going to be talking about things going on in the week ending on August 6th. So let's go ahead and kick things off with last week's box office numbers.
All right, Meg, so give us our top five box office numbers of last week.
All right, Barbie once again with number one at $53 million.
Nice. That's so, what,
three weeks in a row. Doing really, really solid. It's actually crossed over the $1 billion worldwide
threshold.
Yeah, so nice. it's in the $1 billion club for Barbie.
Fair.
Coming in at number two, a surprise with the Meg 2, The Trench, with an opening take of $30.1 million.
Not Oppenheimer? I'm surprised.
Nope. Number three is Oppenheimer. Okay. With $28.7 million.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
This was a little surprising for me. Number four, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem, with $27.9 million.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be a little bit higher.
Fair enough.
And then rounding out the top five is Disney's Haunted Mansion with $8.9 million.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. No.
Yep, yep. So starting off the week, I wanted to talk about an interesting discussion.
Skinny!
Dinner! All right. So, you know, James Gunn is now the creative head of DC,
mm-hmm.
right? He's their Kevin Feige, if
yeah.
you will. So,
along with somebody else whose name escapes me right now.
Right, right. Yeah but
you
know.
The other guy.
All us nerds are concerned about right. is James Gunn.
What did James Gunn do?
Apparently, so, you know, you remember the whole thing with the Snyder Cut, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's been a lesser known movement called calling for what's known as the Ayer Cut of Suicide Squad. So, originally with the Suicide Squad movie, the director basically said that that the studio cut a whole bunch of footage from his movies. Jared Leto famously commented on how, like, you know, 80% of the scenes that he filmed ended up on the cutting room floor.
Mm, okay.
So...
Now, obviously, this is the first Suicide Squad that was made.
Yes.
Not the second one.
Right, right, right. First Suicide Squad. So, apparently, again, this is, you know, just rumor, but apparently Ayer, the Suicide Squad director, has said that James Gunn gave him verbal confirmation that he will push to release the Ayer cut of Suicide Squad. Maybe, like, as an HBO...
Yeah, I was going to ask
like, an HBO Max thing.
Okay.
But that'd be interesting.
I don't know if I would watch it.
I would.
I did not enjoy the first movie in the slightest. The second one that they made with Idris Elba, that one was actually pretty entertaining. The first movie with Will Smith was average.
So here's the thing, right, about that particular movie.
At best.
I thought that Jared Leto's take on the Joker was interest.
I agree. I don't think it was bad. I think it was a good twist.
Yeah, and so I would have liked to see more, and I would have liked to see that a little bit more fleshed out. What I thought Suicide Squad lacked was a compelling villain. So if you had yes. something in which it incorporated the Joker more into that narrative, that could make the movie more interesting. Now, I don't know if there's enough, because you know, what are we talking? 30 minutes extra footage? We're talking an hour? Like,
yeah.
So I don't know if there's an hour's worth of footage that could salvage that movie. But
fair enough.
But again, I've seen some of the deleted scenes with Jared Leto, and again, Jared Leto is a phenomenal actor.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's, and I was all one of the people that thought that his take was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the very least.
Yeah. Fun fact, and I've said this before, for some reason, I thought Jared Leto and Russell Brandt were the same people for the longest. And every time they're like, yeah, Jared Leto's a Joker way before. And I was like, yeah, Russell Brandt. I don't know why. I just thought they're the exact same people until I saw them. And I'm side by side, I'm like, oh, they're two different people. But
that's funny.
Yeah. Anyways, what else we got?
So are you familiar with who Lin-Manuel Miranda is?
A little bit. He did something called Alexander Hamilton.
Alexander Hamilton.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. So apparently he's been talking about what his next big project is that he's going to be working on.
Is it a musical or is it a movie?
It's a musical.
Oh, is it Abraham Lincoln? I'm just kidding.
No, right? No, it's Frederick. No.
Okay.
No, he is looking to be adapting The Warriors for his next
venture. The movie.
I think it was a book originally, and then it got turned into the movie.
Okay. I've only seen the movie.
Yeah. But apparently his next project is to be adapting The Warriors into some type of Broadway musical.
Nice.
So it's got a bunch of people interested and excited.
It's actually a really good movie. I've seen the movie. I really enjoyed it. Maybe we should review that one day.
Yeah. It'd be down for a nice retro review.
Yeah. So fair and interesting. All right, Lin-Manuel.
Yeah.
Let's see what your
R&B
skills
got
you.
Switching it up to casting rumors.
Ooh, I think where you're going with this one.
Yeah, so with the whole strike and everything, a bunch of things have been thrown into flux. You know, we had heard casting rumors about the Fantastic Four before. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We had heard about Adam Driver and Margot Robbie, and several other actors for several other positions, but looks like all of that is being completely replaced, and there's apparently new contenders. Yeah, new rumors.
A new rumor.
Again, take this with a grain of salt. This is all rumors. Nothing has been officially confirmed, but looks like the new contenders for leads, they're looking at Matt Smith. I think we might have mentioned that before. His name has floated around, but yeah. Matt Smith, he was in
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, he was in House of the Dragon. Mm-hmm. He is famously the 11th Doctor. Yes. He is the 11th Doctor. Nicola, kill me if I get that one. He is the 11th Doctor. He was also in Morbius.
Morbius.
That's what it was.
With Jared Leto / Russell
Brand.
He
was absolutely hilarious. He was having fun.
He was a great villain.
He would tell. But he is in the lead consideration for the role of Reed Richards, which I actually like him better for Reed Richards than Adam Driver.
I don't know. I would have to see, maybe. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But hopping on that.
So he's being rumored for Reed Richards. Vanessa Kirby is apparently now in contention as the lead contender for Sue Storm. I'm not too familiar with her work, if I'm being Vanessa completely Kirby. Honest. And Joseph Quinn from Stranger Things. He blew up last year with season 4 of Stranger Things. He was Eddie,
nice.
A beloved character and stuff. So he is apparently in the running for Johnny Storm, the Human Torch.
Nice. Well, hopping on that, so I heard a rumor that Cillian Murphy, famously from Peaky Blinders and now Oppenheimer, is rumored to be Dr. Doom.
Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So, fun rumors running around.
Fun.
You don't know what's actually going to happen.
Yeah.
Might end up being Sylvester Stallone.
Right. All right.
As Sue Storm.
So, this brings me to the second run of our new section, the comic book pickups for the week of August 9th.
Nice.
So again, if you don't know too much about comic books, usually comics get released on the Wednesday of the week. So this next Wednesday, August 9th, there's a couple of really interesting new titles that are coming. And these are a couple that just kind of piqued my interest. So these are interesting pickups. So starting off with Multiversity, Harley Screws Up the DCU number 6. The tagline for this caught my attention because it was who gave Harley Quinn a time machine? And it's the end of a special 6-part miniseries. Harley Quinn is trying to fix all the things that she apparently messed up in the other issues.
Ah, interesting. So it's kind of like a Deadpool type thing, breaking the fourth wall. All right, interesting.
The next comic to pick up is Amazing Spider-Man number 31.
Okay.
This is the a extra large issue, and it's featuring the wedding between Tombstone's daughter Janice and Robbie Robinson's son Randy, and then a continuation of the ongoing story and leading up to the next big spider event. So skinny. Should be interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. The third comic pickup for the week comes in at with Conquest of Chaos number 1, Spider-Man versus Wolverine. Oh. So this is a special new series that's going on. Apparently, Agatha Harkness is trying to build a new Darkhold, and she's putting Earth's Mightiest Heroes against each other.
There was another comic in like the 90s where they put all the heroes in a big fight.
Secret Wars?
Secret Wars. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. MCU is going to be taking that up soon. And then the last comic book pickup that I'm going to recommend is Batman and Scooby-Doo Mysteries number 11.
What?
Yeah, I hadn't heard about it. It just caught my attention. Apparently, it's an ongoing series where Batman and Scooby-Doo team up to solve mysteries.
I mean, he's a detective. They like to do detective work. I guess that makes sense. Batman was in an episode of Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?
Yeah.
I think it was, where they had like guest appearances.
Yeah.
And they had Adam West Batman, so I guess that makes sense. That'd be a fun read.
It was just something that piqued my attention, so it seemed interesting. But that's all for the comic book pickups. Did you have anything else for this week?
I did not.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in. We appreciate you guys. As always, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Helps out with the algorithm. We appreciate all of your interactions, and we will catch you next week.